The following is a realization of Her Grace Sachi Devi Dasi.
Very often, great souls enter into our lives and give us so many opportunities to take their association, but we fail to recognize and serve them. In my life, I see Nandarani as one such great soul who gave me so many opportunities to take her association, but I failed to do so. She would always come and ask me many questions. Before I could complete answering the first question, there would be 5 or 10 more following. And whenever I would see her, I would think, oh, now she is coming, and I have to answer so many questions. Mataji, did Damodar come today? Why didn't you bring him? Is he doing his homework? Does he like to do homework? Do you have to make him sit to do homework? So I always used to play hide and seek with Nandarani because she used to pose so many questions. I would like to share 2 incidents. Once, I had a program at my house and I invited some guests who brought their children. I gathered all the children in the bedroom and told them to remain quiet. During the program, there was a loud noise and I had to get up and enter the bedroom. And there I saw that all the books from the bookshelf had fallen down. And I wondered, where were Nandarani and my son Damodar? I saw that both of them were in the corner, totally absorbed in Krishna Katha, and the other children were standing with the books because they got rowdy and brought everything down. I had nothing to say because I was so touched by the simplicity of Nandarani and Damodar and their innocence that I brought both of them out and I said, "You should be listening to the lecture and not playing in the room because you are not at all naughty." I think Krishna was noticing that I was always avoiding her. He gave me an opportunity to take her association in the year 2000 when I spent Kartik with her in Vrindavan. And I later believe that it was her last Govardhan Parikram. We remember being with her in Kamyavan and also at Govardhan. I remember that all the time she was so chirpy, so joyful. Sometimes she would be ahead and I would catch up. And sometimes she would be behind and come running up to me. She was so much of an inspiration for me during the Govardhan Parikram. Sometimes we couldn't find her and her father would come and ask, "Do you know where is Nandarani?" And then we would find her in the cycle cart because I used to put my son in the cycle cart and she would be talking to him. Hence, she was basically inspiring everyone. And at that moment, I remember clearly that I was just observing her and I thought that Nandarani is so happy because this is her natural situation and that is why she is so cheerful, while we were always complaining that it was so tiring and so hot, but she was naturally comfortable in that environment. She was also so encouraging to us when we went to Kamyavan, especially when we had to climb up a huge rock. I was more worried about slipping, but she always helped me from slipping. It was only afterwards that I realized that she had left behind a great lesson for me in my life. We should not wait for devotees to leave us to recognize their greatness. We should serve everyone while they are alive, remember them and imbibe their qualities and apply them in our spiritual lives. I am so grateful to Nandarani and also to her parents that we have learned so much through their strength and courage. We are really proud to have their association.